Everybody ready? You folks all ready? Oh, okay, wait. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. This morning about 12:30 a.m., the sheriff's office was dispatched to Reeser Hollow Road in town of Big Flats. But prior to that, an incident of carjacking occurred in the city of Corning. I'm going to let Chief Spalding explain what happened in the city of Corning for you first, and then we'll run into what happened in the town of Big Flats later in the evening.
Thank you, Mr. Switz. Thank you. My name's Jeff Spalding, J-E-F-F, Spalding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. I'm the police chief for the city of Corning. Corning Police Department was advised of an attempted kidnapping involving a handgun at about 8:30 last night. It was reported that a Curtis J. Burrows approached a female in municipal lot, parking lot number 32. This parking lot is a city lot which is located between Park Lane and West William Street on the city's north side. It is alleged that the victim was parking her car. She was going to go to work over at one of the north side businesses. She was approached by Mr. Burrows. Mr. Burrows displayed a handgun and entered the victim's vehicle. As Mr. Burrows tried to handcuff the victim to the vehicle, she physically resisted and was able to exit her vehicle and run away. The suspect then fled in the victim's car. At about 9:05 p.m., the stolen car was located in a ditch by the New York State Police. This was located at the end of Hickok Road near the intersection of Goff Road, which is located in the town of Corning. Members of the Corning Police Department responded along with the state police, the Steuben County Sheriff's Office, and members of the Schwung County Sheriff's Office to the upper area of Goff Road, Jolly Way. It's a little subdivision off there in an attempt to locate the individual. During the search, we utilized New York State Police K-9 as well as the state police helicopter to try to locate the individual. During the search in a wooded area for this individual, we were advised of the incident that Sheriff Moss had mentioned, and members of the Corning Police and state police broke off from that search and responded to the Reeser Hollow Road to offer any assistance.
Sheriff's deputies and state troopers arrived also at Reeser Hollow Road, where it was discovered Mr. Burrows had forcefully entered the house and shot one of the homeowners and then stole a vehicle and then left the area. Unfortunately, Timothy R. Webster, age 60, of the town of Big Flats, was killed. Mr. Burrows stole a vehicle from the area and was later apprehended in the state of Pennsylvania. Obviously, this is still an active investigation with the state police and Corning and the Steuben County District Attorney's Office and the Schwung County District Attorney's Office, and that's kind of where we're at right now. Obviously, we can answer some questions, but there's some we're not going to be able to answer just due to the fact that this is still a very active investigation.
Was there anyone else in the home at the time?
Yes, Mr. Webster's wife was in the home.
The home invasion, did he have any connection to that person?
There's no connection.
How did he get in the home?
He forced his way through a door.
He shot the person in the head?
No comment.
Okay. Where at the did he get caught?
Wellsboro.
Wellsboro.
Soldiers and Sailors Hospital, Wellsboro.
Did he have any criminal background before this incident?
To my knowledge, he did not. We have, after discussing with Sheriff Moss and his undersheriff, Bill Schrauben, we decided to have the Sheriff's Department file a felony complaint charging him with burglary in the first degree, which is the entry of a home with a firearm with intent to commit a crime therein, and injuring someone. Those charges have been filed. Not sure yet whether or not he has been arraigned on anything down in Pennsylvania, but we're going to try and get him back. With respect to the various crimes, obviously you have a crime in Steuben County. That's a discrete crime from what happened in Schwung County. He can face consecutive sentencing, So in other words, for what he did in Steuben County, if he's convicted, and if we convict him here in Chemung County, the sentences not necessarily run at the same time, but they can run consecutively. We are contemplating the investigation is going forward, obviously, with the death of Mr. Webster. We're contemplating homicide charges down the road. But at this juncture, simply a felony complaint charging burglary in the first degree, which is a Class B violent felony, punishable up to 25 years, has been lodged against him. It's holding him in Pennsylvania, and the investigation is continuing.
Do you know the girl in court, the woman in court?
They knew of one another. They met a couple days prior to this incident on social media, and he had been corresponding with her. She was actually on her way to work, and how she knew him from.
How did he get there? Did he drive his own car and then steal hers, or did he get dropped off?
That's still under investigation. I'm not sure.
He said he tried to handcuff her?
Yes.
So he tried to take her, I think?
Yes.
For what reason, though?
No reason was given.
Was she injured when he...
Do you know anything else about what he was trying to do? What was his end goal?
I can't comment on that right now.
Where is he right now? Is he in county jail?
He's in the custody of the Pennsylvania State Police.
Yes, sir?
Yes.
What are the next steps for each of you involved in the investigation?
Obviously, a lot of reports to be done, a lot of follow-ups, leads to be conducted, and after we're done with that, we'll turn the case over to the district attorney's office.
Which will require, well, it'll probably go to two DA's offices, because Steuben County has the crimes that are committed in their county. Both Brooks Baker, I'm sure, and I, he'll review and I'll review the evidence. We'll at some point present the matter to a grand jury in hopes of getting an indictment. And then we'll go from there. But at this juncture, because he's in the custody of Pennsylvania, I'm not sure if he's going to waive extradition. We may have to, if he doesn't, begin extradition proceedings, but I'm not sure where we are on that. But right now, he is in the custody, as Sheriff Moss says, of the Pennsylvania State Police.
So he had the gun
on
him in the
corner as well? He had a gun in the corner, yes.
Did he threaten the girl with it?
Yes.
Did he have a pistol permit?
No, we're not aware of a pistol permit he had. He does not have one in Chemung County or Steuben County. We've checked with Albany, and we've been advised at this point that we cannot locate where he has a pistol permit in the state of New York.
And was the gun registered to him?
Not if he does not have a pistol permit.
What's up,
a gun has been recovered. I'm not sure if the sheriff knows what it is. It's been recovered. It's been taken into custody. Bill Schrein, perhaps?
Semi-automatic, .45 caliber.
How long did this go on for?
The carjacking was roughly 8:30. The report of the home invasion was at 12:30.
He was probably apprehended around 3:30.
Sent it to hospital in Wellsboro?
Yes.
Did he injure himself or in the wreck?
It's my understanding from talking with law enforcement down there is that they were on the lookout for a vehicle that was taken from Reese or Hollow. Mm-hmm. There may or may not have been some type of short pursuit, vehicular pursuit. I'm not certain of that. But they did encounter the vehicle and then found the vehicle crashed out, but no occupants in it. They were alerted by the hospital that somebody had been taken into their hospital for medical care, and they responded and took him into custody. But I don't know what his injuries are or to what extent he had injuries.
So was the potential car crash, was that near the hospital?
I don't know.
Okay.
And we still don't have a motive for this home invasion?
No, I mean, that's something we're still looking into. I know, obviously, he did not know the occupants of the house, so apparently he was looking for transportation.
What sort of vehicle did he take?
He took a Ford pickup truck.
Are there any other traffic incidents in the past? I know you were commenting on any priors, but any incidents, if you have a license, anything like that?
We're not aware of any other V&T information. We're aware of one domestic dispute in Steuben County.
With what?
I'm not sure who it was with. We had no prior contact with Mr. Burns.
Anything else, gentlemen? All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.